Now ask me a gadol, I'll tell you a story. How's that?
Ramosha.
So, which story you want about Ramosha?
What?
One day, man. Ramosha. Is that Ramosha? Ramosha. But then you're ready for the next story as I go. Samra, I'll tell you a story about Samra. You just said Samra. I've heard the story. No, I want to tell you a story. The Satmar Rebbe, I'll come back, don't worry, relax. Shlomo Kalba, should I tell you a story about Shlomo Kalba?
Avram
Avinu.
Satmar Rebbe
first.
Shlomo Kalba is Avram Avinu, you know? Should I tell you a story about Shlomo Kalba? I'll tell you a story about Shlomo Kalba. I go in order, I go in whatever you want. I'll tell you about the offenses, I'll tell you about it. Say stories. Yes, sir. Let me think. So tell you want a story about Shlomo Karbach?
Sure,
so somebody that last about 30 years ago, I think, was somebody came over to there you go. Shlomo Karbach was walking down the street. There's a kasha on him. The kasha is like, I might say there were a lot of pikpukim about his metzias. There was a lot of pikpukim about, you know, he did things that weren't. So you got to wonder, like. On the other hand, there's a lot of like confusion about him, about, you know, his music. Rav Moshe said you could listen to his music, even though there were pikpukim about the person or whatever. It's interesting, like something Klal Yisrael, when you have somebody who's mamash a shady character, so you would have got like thrown out legamre, and you know we wouldn't talk about him today and whatever. You know, it's interesting. Maybe by the youth they would, but the rabbanim would like, you know, would shy away and whatever. Oh, God bless you, man.
Fine.
Baruch atah. What'd you put in here, kid? Baruch atah dinu ili heinu melech ha'ilam shakol nebedvaro.
Amen. Woodford. Italian Rebbe's right.
But do we need a little sugar? No sugar? You see what's that
sugar?
Oh my goodness, there's no sugar in
here. Rebbe's from the Al-Tahana.
Okay, real men don't want sugar in the courtroom.
I'll fix it.
I'm a real woman. It's alright. I'm cool like that. Gosh, me listen. Would Revar and Labe give back the coffee? No. So it bothers me a little bit. Like, why is it that, you know what I'm saying? It's not really a kasha, but, you know, I the chab that, you know, the younger door, they, you know, they like these karbach zachim. But you don't see, but like, even the older abanim and people. So I think the pshat is like this. One time he was walking down the street and, a fellow came over to him, and so Shlomo Kalbach put out his hand. So he said to him, "You're a Rasha. I don't shake the hands of a Rashaim." Right to his face. I don't know, you can't do that to anybody, but he went straight to Shlomo Kalbach's face and he said to him, "You're a Rasha. I don't shake the hands of a Rashaim." So, yesterday, there's a person named Kalbach who listens to Mashiach in America, and he called me. He called me. And I heard his last name, so I said to him, "Karbach, you know, punk, you're calling me today." He was telling me he listens to my chairman, he's coming to Eretz Yisrael. Sorry? I said, "Punk, you're calling me today," and it's his yard site. It's punk, whose yard site? I said, "Karbach, who is this? Probably your father, your uncle, your cousin, your brother." It's all there. He's like, no, Karbach's like a very big family, whatever. So I said to him, "Maybe he's somewhere related. Tell me a good story of him. It's his yard site. Tell me a good story." So he told me this story. He told me that this guy walked down the street, went right over to his face, and said to him, "You're a Rasha. What would you do if somebody did that to you? Let's say you Taka weren't the biggest tzaddik, right? Yeah. Right? Or you know, let's say you're not holding by like, you know, business stripe. You know. What would you do? Right? You call Mandel. Whatever guys, you know, what would you do? You just like, you'd feel bad. You don't realize, you know, somebody never hurt you, never did it to you. You'd feel bad. You know what he did? He said to him, "What if I do tshuva? So he said, "And what?" He said, "If I do tshuva, you'll shake my hand? Shake my hand if I do tshuva?" So the person said to him, "I guess, if you do tshuva, right?" So right then and there, he mamish the tshuva. He sat there and he thought to himself, and he thought of all the things that he has to do tshuva and whatever, right? Okay, the way they tell the story, then they started to like saying it, right? You know, but he did tshuva, he did tshuva, he told the person, "I did tshuva." He shook his hand. He died that day. That was the day he died. He died a few hours later. Shlomo Kalbach. He died a few hours later. Well, I want to tell you why that's an incredible story. Huh?
25 years ago.
Wait, give me one second. What? No, that means that means he died. He died through tshuva. He died through tshuva. So no matter what you ever hear about him, whatever you're going to hear about him, somebody's going to tell you bad things about him. You know what? There were bad things. There were things he did that weren't so. But you know what you talk? My thing is about tshuva. I don't want to hear Lashon Hara. That's what you can tell him. And you can say, and they'll say to you, oh, you know, that's some modern hashkaf or whatever. You say, you know what? I heard that from Rebbe Kalas. The least modern dude I know. So, but let me tell you why I'm telling you that story. You know, that story is an incredible story. Should I tell you why? Three reasons. Number one is that, again, you guys are in this, like, you know, 18-year-old, 19-year-old cool mode, you know, where you, like, walk down the street and, like, you know, you walk slowly across the street so the cars have to, you know, you're still holding there. It goes away. It's a fad. It'll go away. It stopped by me when I was like 38. It goes away. It goes away eventually, right? Your fathers did it, right? I probably did it together with your father. You know, your fathers did it too. Don't worry. It goes away. But my point is like this. Once it goes away, right now, it's like, you know. But then when people are going to say something to you that hurts you, right? We break. A normal person that would have, he would, you know, if he was a regular person, he would have either got really insulted, or he would have said something nasty back, or he would have this, or he would have that, or he would have in coolness laughed him off, or whatever, you know, all these things. But the mindset would have went in, because when somebody says something, which there must have been, to a certain extent, some emes to it, because he did tshuva, right? So there was something there. All of us, you know, if we're told you're Russia, there's things we are Russian, right? So it would go in, it would hurt you with this. You know what he did on the spot? He said to, you're right, and I'll do tshuva. You're right, and I'll do tshuva. That's number one. That's a tremendous lesson. That's Morde. Sometimes you're going to hear something. He's going to say something to you. You know, l'kol ha'pachas, let him be a messenger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent this guy to say you're a Russia. Right? Number one. Number two, which I like even more, is that this story, we believe in it. This is our Hashkafa. I want to tell you a story. Okay? There was a halacha. It's a halacha thing. So I know we're, you know, and I know I'm going to come back to you just one moment. Let me just, if you're right. I know it's halacha, it's Friday morning, and you know, and the Rashiv doesn't like when I talk halacha. But there's no sugar in my coffee. And I'm going to say one thing in halacha. Someone called me this week like this. Listen to the shayla. Interesting shayla. He is a bacher that was asked to leave for a few days a certain yeshiva. Okay? And I kind of don't know the bacher. I don't know the bacher. Was there a bacher kicked out? Why is everyone looking at him? Right? Don't worry. When he gets kicked out, they come official with police and everything. Don't worry. Again with the jokes. Okay. So he calls me up like this. He has a grandmother who's not his grandmother. Right? He's not the type of bacher they ask shaylos. Okay. So just, you know, bear with me a moment. His grandmother's not his grandmother. It means that it's married to his grandfather, but it's not really his biological grandmother. Okay? And his grandmother, his real grandfather is not in the country. It's whatever. He's not in Eretz Yisrael. But he has to stay somewhere overnight. So he has to stand by his grandmother. Right? Now, it's not his grandmother. Api alacha, it's yichud. And not only is it yichud, it's yichud deraisa. It's yichud deraisa according to all the paiskim, and that's the halacha. So it's yichud deraisa. Now, you know, he's not the type of bacher that asks yichud shaylas, right? But his grandmother was there making him ask the shayla. So he said, is it yichud with my grandmother? Like, you know, man, you know, that's that ain't cool. Right? So at first he didn't explain the shayla. I said to him, no, it's not yichud with your grandmother, right? And then the grandmother takes the phone and explains she's not really the grandmother and this and that and whatever. Okay, so I said, it's yichud deraisa. Fine. So what's the halacha in yichud deraisa? So I told him, I said to him, you know, there's some yichuds that they are halachic yichuds, and there's some yichuds that, you know, they ain't the holy matziv. We're afraid. So here, it's a halachic issue. We're not really afraid something's going to happen. So we'll give, like, a kula. Any kula I could find over here, I'll give. Because we're, you know, so I gave him a few examples. I gave him, like, some paiskim or mekel if she locks herself in the room, right? So he said, it's not negeya because, you know, it's only negeya if she has a bathroom in the room. She doesn't have a bathroom in the room. So I said, so some paiskim are mekel if he locks himself in the room. There are less paiskim that are mekel on that because in yichud, he's the bad guy. We're not afraid of her. We're afraid of him that he's going to try. So in halacha, the pshat is that if he's locked in his room, he can just open the door. If she's locked in the room, it's not negeya. He can't get to the room. Okay, but some paiskim are mekel on that. You know, I told him some paiskim are mekel on that also. And over here, like I said, we're not chayshit to the problem. So we'll give every kula. In this case, I said, you can be mekel. So you'll lock yourself in the room, right? So he said, okay, you know, I also don't have a bathroom. You know, okay. So I told him, you know, this is something called a bucket. I mean, you know, whatever. It didn't go. The grandmother wasn't holding my giving up her Nagel Wasser cup, and you know.
There's a sefer.
There's a sefer. It was written by. It's a wonderful. Yeah. The person who wrote it is a tzaddik nister, and he doesn't drink sugar with coffee.
Depends
who's making his coffee. He never complains. And so I told him, okay, can't lock the door. So I told him like this. I told him, all right, you know what? Bring over another bacher to sleep at night. I said, no, wait a minute. Two men and one woman, it says in the book, is aser, right? In the book, it has good English. It says two men and one woman, right? But it's in the book, it says it's aser. So I said, no, so at night we need like three. We're going to have like a whole sleepover here, you know? So I said, no, you're going to have to bring over three men and one woman. Meaning two plus you, and now three, so now we're not afraid, you know, all right. So as I'm saying this, I'm like, okay, you're willing to do that? Is your grandmother willing to do that? Okay, so then we don't have a yichud problem, right? So then I said, wait a minute. He started out the conversation that he got thrown out of yeshiva. I was like, usually it's not like the what do you call them, the gooks. What do you call them? The geeks, right? It's not like those, you know, the it's usually the guys that are, those tougher guys and those, you know. Those are the guys getting kicked out of yeshiva. It's not like, I told them, wait a minute, are you a parts? And then if he's a parts, and you know, who do these parts just hang out with? They all got prutzim and prutzot, right? Who do you think these guys hang out with, right? So then, wait a minute, if you're a parts, it says in the book.
Even if you have time.
What?
If you
have time. Yeah, if you're in the parts, it says.
What's a
part? A part is a person who is. How did I explain in the book? Who has the book here? Not promiscuous. What?
A male pusa.
A male part. He's like a. He's like somebody who's interested. All he thinks about is women, and he does things in order to promote that. Like for example, this has nothing to do with your Rebbeim's fights against smartphones and whatever. But there's no shaila that a person that's, accessed to internet, and he's somebody who's interested in all these things. There's nothing to do with the. This is halacha. It's halacha straight that we're afraid in yichud that he's got these musagim in his head, and therefore in halacha he doesn't have a heter. Once is two, once is three. So I said to him, it's not going to work. I said, a mekel if one of them is a good guy, and the other ones are prutz, and then we're mekel. Okay. So he says to me, well, who do you think my friends are? Yeah. So I told him, I hear. I said, okay, so then you have to do tshuva. I told him, you have to do tshuva. He says to me, what do you mean I have to do tshuva? I said, I'm sure that, he got caught from one of these devices and whatever. I said to him, listen, are you makabel on yourself right now? You won't take the device till the end of this month. Because anyways, you have to get back to yeshiva, but like you really do it, whatever. So he said to me, he was kind of thinking about doing it. So I said, listen, if you decide to do it, you should know, you're no longer a parts. You're not a part, and that's it. Now, from then on, you're what's it called? So you'll have your two friends over the whole time.
His friends, though.
Oh, so it's friends even if they're parts. When you have one good guy and two bad guys, that's okay, right? So then I could be Mako, right? The end of the conversation. I don't know what happened. I said otherwise, figure out a way locking yourselves and whatever. Okay, I hung up the phone, and there was a very big Talmud Chacham who was sitting there. He came to discuss with me a certain Ribbis Shaila, and he's listening to this conversation. And he says to me, he doesn't understand what I'm talking about. Right? He wanted to know, was it like Batiris, like Ashkafa and Musa and whatever? Like, he doesn't understand what I'm talking about. He said, what do you mean? What's the whole lamdus of a parts? The whole lamdus of a parts is he's got all this garbage in his head. And the Mela, so when it comes to Yichud, we say one man, one woman is a problem. Two men, one woman is not a problem. But if he's a parts, so then even two men is a problem. If they're both Prutzim, a Mekel, if there's one and one, whatever. But if there's why? Because these guys, even with two people, they'll try something. They're thinking about it. They're this. They're interested, etc. So he says to me, I don't understand. 15 seconds ago, he has all this garbage in his head. Right? 15 seconds, boom, he does tshuva, and that's it. And I believe in tshuva, so he won't get punished and this and that and whatever. But the garbage in his head is still there, right? That's So I told him, I hear you saying. I told him, look, I have arrived from a Gemara, and I'm saying, I don't want to tell him I have arrived from Shlomo Karbach, which I didn't know the story yet. But anyways, right? So now I have arrived from Shlomo Karbach, but you're not longer called the Rasha. But I have arrived from a Gemara. What's the Gemara? Who knows the Gemara? Whoever knows the Gemara, I'll give him 20
dirham.
You can what's it called? You can buy a keg with this. What do you mean? You can kind of Sharuski with this. What are you talking about? What? What Gemara?
Says that if you think about doing tshuva, you're...
Bam.
Okay. Wow.
Bam, come here, I'll sign it.
What does that mean?
Bam.
What is this?
What is it? Give it back.
They give it. It's Ukrainian, no?
Give you like 30.
Give me a pen, I'll sign it.
Okay.
But it might be a problem if you in Ruski, if you what's it called, if you use it. It's Ukrainian, right?
Ukrainian.
Yeah, the correct.
It's Ukrainian flag.
Give me a pen. Give me a pen.
I have a pencil.
This? How much is this worth?
You need a pen.
I just gave him 20 drams.
What do you? Gribbin.
Gribbin. I just gave him 20 gribbins.
Pencil.
You can buy a bird with that. A parrot. 20 gribbin.
Pencil. You can do a pen. Sign the Ukrainian bill.
Tell them.
Lava Treva. Lava Treva.
Wow.
Lava Treva.
Bob Trev didn't give out 20. Should I tell you guys a story to Bob Trev and me?
No.
Never told you a story? Oh, wait, let me finish. 1 second. The riot. Wait, the riot.
Happened
wait.
Yesterday.
So the riot, you tell him. I should tell him. Should I tell him? You tell him.
Where's
Rob? Tell him the Gemara. The Gemara says he's walking down the street. This guy, this is the kind of guy, he's walking down the street. He's got earrings on every part of his body except for his ears, right? He's got tattoos on every part. It says, mother, I killed her. I mean, you know the matzav, right? He walks over to a girl, that guy, you know? And he says to her, yo. Hareah Mekudachesli. Mm-hmm. She says, what? It was, who do you think you are? She says, listen. Hareah Mekudachesli Amanash, I need Sadiq Gomer. She needs Sadiq Gomer. Says the Gemara. Mekudeshes. She needs a get. She needs a get. If you would, if this girl, and she accepts the Kedushin, she needs a get. Why? Look at this character. Look at this creature. Says the Gemara, yeah. But maybe that minute he was Mahara Tshuva. Maybe that minute he was Mahara Tshuva, and therefore he was a Tzaddik Gomer. So I said to this person, you know, Bishlamo, if you want to say, where's the Gemara Kedushin? I think on Daf Mem Tes, right? Now I'll get back to grief. I told him, if you want to say Arei Mekudeshesli, and the Gemara says we're Chayshish because maybe thought of doing Tshuva, and thought of doing Tshuva makes a person to Tzaddik, I hear. But the Gemara calls him a Tzaddik Gomer. Right? You see the Gemara?
Yeah.
What does the Gemara say? Read it. Now, where is she? Come on, where is she? Come on. Where is she? Right now. Gemara says, "Ma'amikadish, amanat shanit tzaddik." The other way. Afilu Russia gummer, mikudashes. The guy is a Russia gummer, mikudashes. Why? Because Shema here. Where's the lesson? Shema here. Tshuva b'daitai. Now, if I say, if he's a Russia gummer and he can go to tzaddik, what's the pshat? The pshat is the second I make a Kabbalah, all that garbage is gone. And now we no longer look at you as a pirates. That's it. The second I make a Kabbalah, all that garbage is gone. Now should I tell you a story? That's a nice part, right? That's a Kabbalah.
You should get 20 for finding it on the spot.
Sorry?
You should get 20 for finding it on the spot.
I should get 20 for giving the shear.
Huh?
I haven't told you the story with Lubavitch Rebbe. I have two good stories. Wait, and I have to give you a story about Rav Avadja. Where'd he go? I have to give... I lost the mark. And you have to ask a question. I didn't forget.
No,
I told you my story about Rav Avadja or no?
No, maybe.
What, the Lubavitch Rebbe story. Let me tell you first. When I was 6 years old, we went to... They had this, this Crown Heights, like Chalamoyed fair type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's, in those days, Nishkeven, you know, all we had was like, we had Coney Island and Astroland. Right? That was like what we had, you know? And what's it called, that thing? The No. The cyclone. Right? The cyclone, like, you know, and you really think you're going to die. And, you know, and like, it's
a,
like,
is that a kind of car?
Rickety. What? You're making fun of me? It's a coaster roller. Right? So we didn't have things. So we went to the Chabad, whatever, you know, there was like a fair. You know, they were bringing like, you know, I don't know, Mordechai Ben Shwaki or whatever. So everybody was online getting a dollar. I just heard this story recently. My father told me this story. I never knew this story. Everyone's online getting a dollar. So we're online getting dollars. And what you do is you take the dollar and then afterward you laminated the dollar and they put the picture of the Rebbe on it. Right? But the Rebbe gives a dollar. He gave out like $30,000 that day. You know, he's giving and giving and giving us a dollar and he gives a dollar. Sure, kids, he gives me a dollar.
What do you mean,
sure. What?
Somebody kills
him
going back
to the line. I think his name is Gutnick. So, kids, he's giving a dollar. After, I take the dollar, right, and I ran away. I didn't run away that second, right? I ran away. What do I mean I ran away? My parents were looking for me. My father was looking for me, right? And I went and I took a dollar. I had a dollar. So I bought cotton candy.
Oh.
I bought cotton candy, like a dollar, you know? Right? Not 20 grief. Don't spend it all at once, okay? Dude, cotton candy. I'm sitting there, you know, little shroggy, big cotton candy. This is like, right? And then I hear my name on the loudspeaker, right? Right? Shraggy Callis. Little Shraggy. You know, you hear this voice. Here. And so they found me and everything was good. So the father said, you can't go and you can't this. And we're, okay, give me the dollar. We're going to laminate the dollar. I was like, dollar, hello, this is the dollar. Oh, no, you're not supposed to do that. You were supposed to laminate the dollar and whatever. B'kitzer. So my father takes me back online by the Rebbe. You have to chop the matzah. There's 30,000 children online. Right? The Rebbe gives the dollar, mitabrocha, dollar, mitabrocha, dollar, mitabrocha. I gave him already a dollar. Now, he must have seen the tzaddik's pun him. Right? And he must have been, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? What? 5 yards. He must have seen the tzaddik's pun him, and that's why, and whatever. But he said right away, he said, so my father says to him, no, we were here already, but he used the dollar. So the Rebbe says to my father, what do you think I give the dollar for? What do you think? Dollars to whatever. He says, no, but you know, b'chalofen. So my father took out a dollar. You know, okay, so here, you know, you'll give him a dollar, right? So the Rebbe said, no, I'm sold a dollar. And he gave me another dollar, right? And then my father took the money and whatever. That's the end of the story. Next story. Should I tell you a story of Raja? Yeah. I had a good story of Raja.
Where's the dollar now?
Oh, sorry?
Where's the dollar?
I don't know. I said the same thing to my father. Right? I don't know, but he's wearing a new tie. One of these like Fergamini ones or whatever, this, you know, Hermie or Herman or something.
Huh? He also had
Kongan. No, let me tell you one more story. Give me a person. Who? Oh, Samar Rebbe. I was telling you guys a story about Samar Rebbe. This is a Mardik story. Can I tell you a story? Someone told me there's a Jew in Lakewood. His name is, I don't know if I'm saying the name right. David Bensoner or Bensoner? Am I saying it right? I don't know his name. This guy, I heard Murtig's story, but I'm going to tell you this story, and then in that I'll tell you the Satmar Rebbe, and then I'll leave you. Okay, and then that's it. Right? And then you have to ask a Shaila, don't forget. But you were on that side before. There's a Murtig's story. We have to be people that are Oyev Chesed. What does it mean to be Oyev Chesed? I love Chesed. One day you're going to sign a ksuva, you're going to swear on the Torah that you're going to your wife, you're going to swear that I will do anything to make you happy. So you have to work on that, you know, stam in life, because you have to love chesed. You have to do things that I love chesed. What does it mean to love chesed? You have to think, what can I do for that person that's going to make that person's life better, that person happy, right? You know, Avraham Avinu, Rabbi Yisai, he didn't know what his wife looked like. I mean, we know what other people's wives look like. He didn't know what his wife looked like. He didn't know what his own wife looked like. Right? And yet, when it came to these Arabs that came to his house, right away, you know, the guy was Pirish from Gashmis. He didn't know what his wife looked like. You understand what I'm saying, right? But when it came to his own wife, to Achnasis Orchem, boom, he all of a sudden with the mustard, why did Avraham Avinu have mustard? He didn't eat. He didn't know what his wife looked like, right? Mother, no. Tongue and this, with the chef hat and this. Because when it comes to other people, a person has to, not, you know, my musagim of, what does that person need? What does that person need? You know, when I was first married, I was walking down the street, right? And I lived in Givah Shoil. I learned by Tzvi Kushelevsky, and I was walking down the street. And my wife would a lot of times come to pick me up, right? And there I am. I'm walking down the street. And there's a woman walking toward me. Right? And I was listening to a tape recorder as I was walking. You know, I had like, you know, a tape recorder. It's like a
dumbbell?
Like a record machine.
Like a record player, a little mini record player, right? And here I am listening to my I'm listening to my thing. Got my cigarette in one hand, got my recorder in the other hand, you know, like this, you know, walking down the street. All of a sudden, there's a woman walking right toward me. Now, every day, my wife would walk right toward me, and then she would, you know, and then we'd walk home together. So there's a woman walking right toward me, right? And I sort of, like, hopped it at the last second. I pick up my cigarette, and I say, yo, beautiful, how are you doing? Yo, beautiful, what's up? Okay. Ma? 2 minutes later, I see my wife walking toward me, right? And she saw what happened. My wife's like, who's that? What the world's going on over there, right? I tell her, you know this, you know Avraham Avinu? Yeah. You know it says over there by Avraham Avinu that Avraham Avinu didn't know what Sarah looked like. Right? Her middle name is Sarah. Okay. Shut.
That's another cattle story.
What? Well, you guys want to say? So
back to Samarov.
Wait, so 1 second. So you have to be able to, you know, what does that, how do we get into that story? Okay, so Rav Avinu, he's looking into what do other people need? What do they need, right? Not what's important by me. So someone told me a Merdeka story. This Jew, this Rav David Benzer, I love this story, it's a Merdeka story. Benzer, I don't know, Benson or Benzer. He's a Rav in Flappish. Somebody just told me a story. He's a Rav in Flappish, but he lives in Lakewood. So somebody called him up and he says to him, Tuvi, you know, there's this kid, he deals with kids that go off the derech. And what? No, you just made up a whole person. No, that's like the Bears. It's like a whole no shakas. I don't know what you just did. What the world just happened over here? No, 5 yards. 5 yards. Bekitzer, this guy gets a phone call. Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos by him is very busy because he has to travel from Lakewood to Flatbush every Erev Shabbos. He gets a phone call. There's a boy that went off the derech, and you know, Dovi, you know, I think you can help me out with him and whatever. So he says, is he Ashkenazi, Sephardi? Because he deals with Sephardi boys apparently, and it's a whole different sprach and whatever this that. So he says to him, he's Ashkenazi, and he sees he's very frantic about it. He says to him, who is he? He says he's my son. He says, all right, let's see what I can do. Because somehow he comes to him on Erev Shabbos. I love this story. I'll tell you why I love it in a minute. He says to him, What do you like? So he says, what I like music. He says, do you play an instrument? He says, yeah, I play the saxophone. He says, I love saxophone. You play saxophone? Could you play for me the saxophone? So he says, okay. He goes home. He picks up his saxophone. And he says to him, what do you want to hear? So he says, do you know any Jewish songs? He says, no. So he says to him, okay, I remember when I was a kid on a train, I heard once some like niggin on it with a saxophone, and let's see if you can get it. So he's playing this and he's playing that. That's the niggin. Mardik. Right? I don't know if he did Mardik. I don't know if he's a Sephardi. Moradik. Right? That's the niggin. Get to the hacking, and I'm just singing the saxophone for like an hour. Erev Shabbos, you know the matzah, you're going Flappish to Lakewood to Flappish. It's like mamish, you know. And Bekitzer, after about an hour, that's it. They part. That's it. He gets a phone call while he's driving. He tells him, I don't know what you did. He says, for 2 years. So what'd you talk to him about? What chizik did you give him? He says, for 2 years, he never came home for Shabbos. Right? And then he just called. He says, maybe this Shabbos he's going to come home. You know why I love this story? Because he looked at this kid and he said to, right, What are you? Right? Avraham Avinu didn't care at all about Gashmias. Didn't care at all about, didn't know what his wife looked like, but what do you need? You need tongue, right? You need tongue, look, you need saxophone, right? Now I'm going to tell you a story at Satmar Rebbe and tell me if you see Gzeres Shavah. The Satmar Rebbe, the year after the war, the Satmar Rebbe made like a learning group together between Mincha and Ma'ariv. 20 Hasidim, they would sit around the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe came in the first night, opened up the Gemara, he's about to start learning. He says, no, these are all people that lost the whole world in the war. Their families were butchered in Gehenna. He says, no, Anshel was to Chepesayin. Anshel starts telling him, was a Geshein and this, and he starts talking to him, right? He goes to the next one, no, Zundel was a Geshein, right? And what's the matziv? They were looking for your sister, they found it. No, Shein, this, that. Yoili, not some of the Nishkevenken Yoilis in those days, but, you know, hating was a Geshein mitos. Kitzer, they look at the watch, the Satmar Rebbe looks at the watch, says Shaina Shah, he closes it. Okay, so we're gonna Kaddish. Yeah, okay, you know. So you can say, what?
It's better in Yiddish.
Oh, all right. I should talk in English.
No,
right?
No.
Anshul in English. Albert. Albert, how are you today? Right? I'm fine. Right? That was all we did. Don't worry. You didn't miss much more than that. Yoili was Joel. What's going on? I said they weren't Joels because the Satmar Rebbe didn't die yet. Then what? Okay. So now, this went on every night. Every night this went on. Some rabbi would come in. He would open up the Gemara. Excuse me, Alfred. What's going on? You know, every night. Right? Kitzer, a year goes by. A year. A ganze Jahr. Okay. Some rabbi opens up the Gemara. Okay. Starts learning the Mishnah. All of a sudden, Zundel. Right, he says to him, there's no Zundel, Zanzibar, Steve, like that. Zachary. Right? Zachary, thank you. He says, Rebbe, you know what happened? We were speaking last night. No. Gemara, I must have a little Torah. Not cool. Okay, you know, reads the Gemara. After they finish the Gemara, they ask the Rebbe, what happened? The Rebbe said, no. It's just, what we did for the last year, that was Daf Aleph. So we have to make you into a mensch. These people were broken people. If they make, let them become people. Let them be alive. Let them see that someone loves them. Somebody cares about them, right? That was Daf Aleph. Now we're up to Daf Beis. The game fighter. Right? See Zer Shavu? See Zer Shavu? In life, you have to be able to see what things that, you know, I'm going to South Africa for Shabbos. Okay?
Shabbos?
Probably not! Why does he always pick on me? You know, so I'm going with my wife. Actually, if I'm going to South Africa, I'm going with my wife, right? And me and my wife are going to South Africa. Now, you know I'm going to have a lot of stories. That's the only reason I'm going. Right? I am going on African Airlines. I cannot wait. Right? I already have stories. I'm really going. Right? Wait a minute. So this week, the guy who's booking the ticket and whatever, so he's telling me how, like, you know, it's an Airbus. I don't know what an Airbus is, but it sounds like some, like, African guy. Oh, my goodness. Right? I don't care about these things. I just don't care. Me, I'm like, I'm going to be Marvin's toy. I keep on telling him, just back it up with Shurim. I'm going for, like, one day. That's it, right? Just back it up with Shurim. I don't care about anything else. That's the whole time I keep telling him, just don't worry, right? My wife is in the background over there, and she's like, well, this is going to be very small, the seats and this and that, right? My first thought when I'm hearing this conversation is, hello, you're married to Aaron Leib Steinman, all right? You know, Aaron Leib, all right? Oh, I'm supposed to talk in English, sorry. You know, Al Capone. You're married to, like, this is what's important to you? This is what, you know, this is the thoughts going in my mind, you know. This is what's important to you. Like, that's what's important. We're going to be Marbitz Torah, you know. We're going to do something of value. This is what's important to you. You know, like, these are the thoughts in my mind, right? So I said to her, I go, it's not so inviting to say it, not nice, right? But, you know, things we think, things we say. So I said, no, like, you know, come on. I don't know if that's so important right now, and it's going to cost them extra money and this and that. I'm not sure if it's right and this and that. And then I stopped for a minute, and I said to myself, wait a minute. 1 second. Avram Avinu, right, didn't know what his wife looked like, right? Callous, you do. Yeah, Avram Avinu didn't know what tongue tastes like, right? I punk do. I don't like tongue, but I like steak, right? I'm not Avram Avinu yet. Avram Avinu was Pirish and Gansin from Gashmias, but when it came to Gashmias, he Gansin knew how, you know, what was important to the other person. So right away, I realized I was wrong. I said, you know what, you're right. If the legroom is important to you, so then we'll do it. So I called back the person. I told the person, I told you, I already have stories. So I called back the person. I said to him, listen, you know, I said to him, it's not a matzah. You know, I could have just blamed her and whatever. I said, you know, it's not a matzah because I'm going to be speaking. And when I come back, I'll be speaking. And I have to be able to sleep. And is it me be able to sleep, right? I take 2 Tylenol PMs. I'm out like a socket wrench, right? You know, the next thing I feel is like my wife going, Shragi, let's go. What? Oh, we're here. I don't need this stuff. So I could have blamed her. I didn't. So he says to me, oh, okay, I understand totally. I get a call 5 minutes later. He says to me, okay, so we're going to give you leg room. And I go, me? I go, what about my wife? Ah, her too? I was like, no, you don't understand. She's going to take the seat. You know, he'll take the seat. But it's a big insight in life. Because my first reaction was, it's not important. But it doesn't matter, it's not important to you. Right? A person has to love chesed. What does that person, the saxophone? All right, so let's go make a quick chazara. What we see today? Saxophone, Satmar Rebbe, Taf Aleph, Tshuva,
extra leg room.
Tshuva, Poritz, extra leg room. What?
20
and
lemon
and hey, beautiful.
Rabbi Kallis doesn't know his
wife. Hey, beautiful.
Yeah. Now, I wish I was talking about last week's parasha.